It has been said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. And I love this quote because it is so true and it so rings home in my life. And I looked up to see who actually said this quote, and nobody's actually sure. It could have been Benjamin Franklin or it could have been Albert Einstein. But it doesn't really matter because we know deep in our heart that it is true. That sometimes in life, it seems like you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you're expecting a different result, and yet the same result that's happened the last 25 times you did, it happens, and we're surprised by it. Now, there was one person who said that that the maxim or the saying is not necessarily true because there are some things that we do in this world over and over again, and we kind of do expect a different result. For example, fishing would be one of those things. And yet, I think even in fishing, we know that we're either going to catch fish or we're not going to catch fish. So it's not exactly the same thing. There are times in our lives when we just seem like we're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and we get the same result, and we're surprised by it. This happened to me this week. Our second bathroom, my son comes in, he goes, "Dad, look," and he hands me the toilet flusher knob. Okay? Now, I'm, you know, not that old, but I'm a fairly old guy. And do toilet flushers go bad all the time? Or is it just in the Hook household where toilet flushers go bad? Because he brings me this thing, and I'm so upset. And I go into the toilet, and I turn it over, and I look in, and sure enough, there's a black plastic thing there, and I've got the knob here, and it's like, I'm going to go to Ace Hardware, and I'm going to get one that's made out of metal, and I'm not going to get one of these stupid PVC plastic toilet flushers, so I don't have to do this ever again. So I go to Ace Hardware, and guess what? They don't sell them. The only thing they sell are the cheap plastic toilet flusher knobs. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, I'll get one. So I get one, I bring it home, and I start to unloosen the nut on the thing, and it unloosens a little bit, but then it gets tighter. And it unloosens a little bit, and then it gets tighter. And it's like, Lord, what is happening? Unloosens a little bit, gets tighter. So by this time, I'm livid, okay? So I go into the garage, and I grab like a sledgehammer and a hacksaw and anything I can find that looks like it's going to get this thing off of there. So I take a screwdriver, and I try that first. And sure enough, I can actually pry the nut off of this cheap plastic toilet flusher, and I throw it away, and then I pull out the new one, and I put it in, and I take the nut, and I'm putting it back in. The nut won't go on. So I stop, and I look at it, and I say, well, let's try this again. I turn the nut, and the nut won't go back on. And I pull the nut off, and I look at it, and I look at the toilet flusher. They both look like it should work. I put it on, and I turn it. It doesn't go on. And I say, okay, this is insanity. This is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. So I stop and I pause and I look at it and I said, well, maybe it's a reverse thread. So I go and sure enough, it's a reverse thread, solves all my problems. I don't know why they put reverse threads on a toilet flusher. If somebody knows the answer to this, please come and tell me because I do not understand. Because people like me, simple-minded people like me, believe in righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. We've lived with that our whole entire life, and I don't know why they have to do this. That's the definition of insanity. And we all go through this. There are all times in our lives when we go through things and we do them and we expect different results, and the same result happens the last time we did it, and we stop and we think, this is insanity. What do you do when insanity comes into your life? How do you stop the insanity? Well, we're going to talk about that today because we're going to talk about Joshua. We're going to look at Joshua 6. Now, every single one of you, I'm sure, have heard the story about the Battle of Jericho and how Joshua walks around the city for 7 days, and the walls come tumbling down, and they take the city. But if you look really, really closely at this story, you'll realize that it is on an entirely different level. It is a story to talk about insanity. It's a story to tell us how to deal with issues in our life when we think we need a different result. Because what happens is Joshua is at Gilgal. He goes to Jericho, and the Lord tells Joshua, what you need to do is to walk around the city. And if you faithfully do that, for 6 days, and on the seventh day, you shout the trump, you blow the trumpets, and people shout and walk around it 7 times, I will destroy the city. You see, it's not about military might. It's not about power. It's not about who's the better general. It's not about strength. The whole story is about following God. And are you going to follow God? Are the people of Israel going to follow God and do what God tells them? Or are they going to be nervous and say, we've got to take the city ourselves. We're just going to skip what God says and we're going to go after the city. No, they walk around the city. It is a test of faith. And that's all it is a test of faith. It doesn't require any military strength or might or prowess or generals or anything. It is simply a test of faith. Because God wants to tell the Israelites, I have brought you to this promised land, and you're going to think as you go to these different battles that it is just about your strength and your might, but I'm going to show you first off that it's not about any of those things. It's really about me and whether or not I'm going to be with you throughout this whole entire time when you're taking all the cities of the promised land. And so the Israelites do that. They walk around the walls, and the walls come tumbling down. Now, why is this something against insanity? It's because there are times in life when we are fighting battles, and we're fighting the same battles over and over and over again, and we're relying on our own strength and our own might and our own will, when in reality, maybe the battles that we're fighting are Jericho battles. Maybe they don't rely on ourselves at all. Maybe the battles we're fighting in our life, the battles that we're fighting in our life are battles of the spiritual nature, where really God wants us to simply follow him and do what he wants us to do. And when we do that, the walls will come tumbling down. Are there battles in your life that you're fighting time and time and time again? And you're saying, Lord, I don't understand. I keep getting the same result. This is insanity. Maybe it's a Joshua battle. Maybe it's a Jericho battle. Maybe there's something else to the battle than what meets the eye. You know, a lot of people struggle with lots of different things. There's people that struggle with addictions. And if you look at the AA handbook and you look at their 12 steps, one of the most important things of that whole entire process is to understand that you are not alone in this process, that God is with you in the battle. See, that's a Jericho battle. One knowing where God is with you in the battle. I know a man who struggled with alcohol addiction for a very long time, and he tried everything to get beyond this alcohol addiction, and nothing worked. And one time he went to church, and he was sitting in church, and it just dawned on him that it didn't have to rely on his strength. It didn't have to rely on his might. It didn't have to rely on anything about him. It was God that was going to heal him if he was going to be healed from this. And so he came out of there and he said, God, I want you to heal from this. And from that point on, he never took another drink. See, now that's a Joshua battle. That stops the insanity, doesn't it? And we all struggle with different things in our life. We may struggle with all sorts of things like a relationship. And we keep going at it in the same relationship. And we're trying our own kindness and our own will and everything. And finally, when you get to the end of that, you say, wait a minute. Maybe there's something more to this relationship than the physical stuff. Maybe there's a spiritual component. Maybe we should ask God to help us in this relationship. And there are times when people do that and the walls come tumbling down. Maybe people are struggling with financial issues and it seems like it's the same time. I can't ever get ahead in life. And so they try to work harder and save harder and they try to put things in place, but it seems like it never, ever stops. And yet then they stop and they say, God, help me with this. I need help in this battle. And when they do, there are times when the walls just come tumbling down. There are things in our life that we're fighting, that we rely on our own strength, when we should be stopping and saying, Lord, is this a Jericho battle? And do I need your help with this? And there are times when we'll turn to God and we'll say, God, I need help with this battle. I can't do it by myself. And God will sometimes come into our lives and help us. Well, he'll always come into our lives and help us with the battle. He will always do that. That's a Jericho battle. And God did that with the Israelites. There they were. They were going to go and they were going to conquer Jerusalem. Now, if I had been God, conquer Jericho. They eventually get to Jerusalem. If I'm God, I wouldn't have helped the Israelites out. I'd have said, you're on your own. You know, I brought you across the Red Sea. and I brought you into the wilderness, taking you to the promised land, and did you thank me? No. You complained every single step of the way. You complained about this, you complained about that, you complained about food, you complained about water, you complained about we're lost. I was taking you to the promised land, and you didn't trust me, and I'm just going to let you get into the promised land and fight the battle yourself. But God didn't do that. God is a God of grace. And the greatest news in this whole entire section actually comes from Joshua chapter 6, verse 2. Joshua chapter 6, verse 2. Where the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men." You see, by the time they got to Jericho, God had already delivered them. He'd already planned for the plan for them to do what they were going to do, and God delivered them. It didn't require any of their own strength. As a matter of fact, what it required was their weakness. Their weakness to be able to walk around the wall of Jericho and do what God told them to do and not rely on our own strength. That's the beauty of this verse. Because you and I, so many times, want to rely on our own strength for everything, even our own salvation. We want to say, it's all up to me, but it's not up to you. It's up to God. God sometimes does everything for you. God fights the battle of Jerichos in your life. And even though we sometimes want to do it ourselves and we want to make it our own battle, God comes into our life and he fights the battle for us because he loves us. He's bought and purchased you, and he doesn't expect you to come in strength. As a matter of fact, he expects you to come in weakness. You know, every other religion out there, if you want God to be on your side, well, then you better pull up your bootstraps and you better go into battle and you better show God how wonderful you are so that he'll come by your side and help you win the battle. But in Christianity, it is totally different. In Christianity, God wants you to know that he comes along beside you. He expects your weakness. He expects you to know that you can't do it on yourself, that you can't do it on your own. He expects you to come humbly before him and know that he is God and that he will help you fight the battles. And he wants to let you watch the walls just come tumbling down. That's how you stop the insanity. That's how you stop the same thing happening over and over again, is that you recognize there are some battles in your life that you cannot win on your own. And when those battles happen, stop and remember the story of Jericho. Remember how God just came in and destroyed the walls. And if you let God come into your life, if you let him help you win the battles, he will come into your life and help you win these battles. So here I am, just finished putting the toilet back together, and I had this thought. I've been here before. When we first moved into the house, I had to fix the same toilet handle. Now, I don't know if it's about hook people or not, that we have to flush really hard. I don't know. But I'm thinking, how do I stop the insanity? What do I do? And I'm thinking, well, maybe what I could do is to go online, get a metal one, tape it into the underside of the toilet lid, and put a big note on it that says, "Stop the insanity." And maybe the next time this happens in 5 years, I'll remember what I'm supposed to do, because I didn't remember until the whole thing was over. Maybe that's what I need to do, because insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again. And the way to stop the insanity is to stop and say, wait a minute, this is a Jericho battle. I can call upon God, and he can let the walls come tumbling down. In Jesus' name, amen. My life before you.